Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Now, more Touch Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, Mickey D's, Coach McDaniels, that came to me, as well as Jules, and you know, kind of challenged us to not let our foot off the gas. We've had a relatively interesting practice this week, knowing that the tempo was extremely high, the expectations was extremely high coming off the loss. This was kind of different for me, being, you know, in the building and seeing how people react differently to losing. And it wasn't acceptable to me, and I know it wasn't acceptable to a lot of others, you know what I'm saying, in this building. We knew we had to finish with the ball in our hands, as well to create some type of cushion, you know, with that kind of centerpiece drive, so to speak. We try to execute as much as possible, and I think we did a great job with that outside of, you know, one specific force. You know, Mickey D's, Coach McDaniels, heck it.
I thought that was Dwight Howard for a second. You know, Mickey D.
Does sound a little like Dwight Howard, yep.
Mm-hmm. 98.5, the Sports Hub, with Toucher and Rich. Excuse me while I wash down this peanut butter.
You're eating straight peanut butter?
I put it on a banana. And then I rock out. Having fun with your friends.
Twitch people getting a good dance there. That was nice.
Twitch.tv, you can listen to the show, 98.5 The Sports Hub, and you can also get the 98.5 The Sports Hub application. I don't know if a lot of people are working today due to the KIP. Are your kids off for the KIP?
My kids are off for the KIP today, yes.
My kids are off for the KIP. My son had a couple kids sleep over, gun count KIP. So, you know, maybe if you're enjoying Yom Kippur today, you know.
Because everyone enjoys the Jews, they enjoy Yom Kippur.
Put the thing over the bread and unveil it for the masses.
That's when all the grocery stores roll out their finest tiny section in the freezer department, where you can get all the finest of the matzah is all ready to go.
They got the apple juice.
Yep.
They got. What's the brand there?
Matzah.
What's the
Manischewitz?
Yeah, Manischewitz.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It is Manischewitz. Yeah, now the Stop and Shop by me sells out wine and beer just in time for me not to be able to have it. And I'm sure that they have the Concord Vine on point. Ted Johnson, you know him from his refusal to play on Yom Kippur as a player. Man of many, many seasons with the Patriots. One of the chosen ones. MMOT, if there ever was one. Ted Johnson, hello, sir.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
And congratulations on not changing your last name to sound more Goyish. You have kept the Hasidic name of Johnson. So congratulations on that. Okay.
I really struggled with that decision, but I concluded Johnson was a solid last name, so I kept it.
Very good. It's exciting. All right. Okay, so yesterday when we were, talking about last week when we were talking about this upcoming matchup, we saw that what Waller was able to do when he was in his prime time best, and then we looked back, at least I did, and I said, hey, Waller had a pretty good year last year, 90 catches, and look at this kid. And he was all but invisible yesterday. And what were the Patriots doing to stop him? How are they able to do that, game plan for that?
Yeah, they had a nice little game plan. They changed up what they did. Okay, it's kind of like when you if you got a really a great player on a basketball team that you're trying to stop, you don't maybe just put one guy on him. You give him multiple looks, and that's what the Patriots did. They gave him multiple looks. They gave they had Juwan Williams covering him at times. They had Stephon Gilmore covering at times. They had double coverage. They had a safety over the top covering sometimes. And then what they do a lot of times is they made sure that they would be very physical with him at the line of scrimmage with outside linebackers and defensive ends at times. So the Patriots did a multitude of things to keep Darren Waller, their best player on offense, at least wide receiver-wise, tight end, off balance. And that was what the Patriots did. And so – one of the staples of Bill Belichick's kind of defenses is always being able to stop the opponent's best player. And so not only were they great, turning the ball over and in different situations, red zone and third down, one of the staples for being a very, for being on Bill Belichick's defense is to be able to stop the number one weapon for the opponent. And they were able to do that with Darren Waller, with all the different looks, Freddie. They did a lot of different things to keep him off balance, and that's why he had such a bad game.
I don't understand why teams started to target Stephon Gilmore, but now that they have, they obviously know something that none of us knew. They're watching some sort of video that's showing them that maybe he's lost a step or something's off. What are you seeing when you watch Stephon Gilmore? Because we were talking about it, how he's already had three pass interferences this season when he only had one last season, and you just would never think that the defensive player of the year would get balls thrown his way as much as he has.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised in week two, man, because DK Metcalf, only in his second year, he wasn't intimidated by Stephon Gilmore. And I always it's always kind of interesting to me, like a lot of the great wide receivers, they kind of turn it down against Stephon Gilmore. And I've seen that, you guys. I mean, I've seen games where I've seen like players just kind of turn it down against some of the better players. And DK Metcalf went after Stephon Gilmore in week two last week. And so I thought that was kind of revealing to see that. But you're right. I mean, he had two costly penalties in the Miami. I say costly. I mean, look, they beat the Miami Dolphins week one, no problem. But they extended the drives. They were on third and fourth down that extended the drives that led to points for Miami. And then the DK Metcalf, touchdown was a big play in week two. And then you're right. Right before halftime yesterday, he had that costly penalty that ultimately led to the touchdown right before halftime. So, for a guy that got a $5 million bump right before – the season started, he isn't playing as good as we're all accustomed to. Now, I played with Ty Law. Ty Law and I came in together. Ty's great. He's a Hall of Fame player. Ty Law, I'd be interested to see how many holding penalties he had in his career. But it was a lot. I mean, there was a lot of times when Ty was called for holding or pass interference and extended drives for teams. But Bill Parcells, who drafted him, and then Bill Belichick, who, of course, he played for with me, I don't know if they seem to mind that too much, because they like very physical corners. And so I think you're going to take the bad with the good when it comes to Stephon Gilmore. And right now, through three games, he's not playing as good as he typically is. But I don't know if Bill has a big problem with that, because he wants his top corner to have a mindset of being aggressive like that. So, we can look at it and be critical, but I don't know if Bill is getting as worked up as we might be in the media.
Well, Ted, on the penalty yesterday, it was clear that Gilmore was beat and saving a touchdown. And to me, after watching him play so well last year, that was eye-opening. And to that point, will this change the way Bill Belichick schemes things in the secondary moving forward because Gilmore is off to a poorer start than expected?
Yeah, John, I don't think so. My guess is that he's going to keep doing what he's going to do. He has to. He has to ride. Like, Stephon Gilmore is such a key part of that whole defense. And why is that? Because they can play so much man-to-man. Because if Bill's got Stephon on their number one weapon, it allows him to do so many other things around the rest of the defense. The Patriots, let's face it, you know, Chase Winovich might turn out to be a great pass rusher one day, but he's not there yet. They have to generate and manufacture pass rush. And that means they have to sometimes put more than four rushers into the pass rush. And so if you're going to put five guys in like the Patriots like to do a lot of times, you're going to kind of compromise yourself on the back end. And so you better have really good, you know, a really good secondary if you're going to bring five or more guys like the Patriots like to do. And so that's what the Patriots did last year. The last couple of years they've had to do is to bring more rushers than they maybe typically want to do. And the only way you can do that with any success is to make sure you have a secondary that is elite and you have a cornerback that can guard the best players each week. And so that's Stephon Gilmore. My feeling is his confidence in him hasn't waned, even though he's gotten off to a little bit of a rocky start. He did get beat by a step yesterday in that penalty you're referring to, John. But it's not like this kid week in, week out is getting torched. I mean, he's still an elite defender.
All right, Ted, I just want to get you on record right now because Winovich is a kid that is very recognizable, A, because he has long hair, and B, because he's always carrying on like, and he was like that at Michigan, too. And it's going to excite Patriot fans to no end. They're going to they're going to see him. It's like us. I didn't know who the hell I didn't really know who Waller was before he showed on a primetime game.
check out Winovich. He's got long blonde hair, and there he is near the quarterback.
Yeah, it's like Winovich. No, and then he's carrying on and like yelling and screaming. He's a big hard on. So, Ted, in your opinion,
what?
He's a hard on. He's like, he is. And I think Ted and I have even talked about this before.
We have.
Listen, he's not, some elite Lawrence Taylor type physical specimen.
Nope,
but he lets you know that.
Well, he is, Fred. He's like, he was doing a Zoom conference after the game. So he was picked to be one of the guys in the media. And he goes into a story talking, and I'm paraphrasing, but something about he had a dream the night before that he was going to have a strip sack. And he's talking about he's going to have a strip sack in yesterday's game. And he's telling the story. And I'm sitting, he's getting really excited. You know, he's an excitable kid, which is great.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting here thinking, he has a good game. And I feel like he's one really good game away from saying something that he's going to regret. He gets, he's getting really excited. So I think this kid's going to be a good player.
Okay, good. But put it in some perspective. And maybe you think he's going to be great, but in your perspective, what is he really? Because you just said that he's they have to, they have to adjust for their lack of individual pass rush. Yeah. Where is he? What do you think of him?
Oh, I think Chase Winovich can be, your outside linebacker for the next 10 years. And I think he can turn himself into an elite pass rusher. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe I'm getting a little bit over my skis to some degree, but you know what he has? He has a very, very high motor. He's the try hard guy that a lot of us, we all kind of roll our eyes, like, dude, but he has what a lot of guys don't have is a counter move or like two counter moves to like when he's pass rushing and he gets stopped on his first move, okay, that, you know, the offensive tackle, boom, he stops him in his first. He has a second and a third counter move that gets him to make plays, and a lot of guys don't have that. So he has a very high motor, and he's just very tenacious, and he's got great instincts. So I think the kid is going to be good. He's come a long way. He played 45% of the snaps last year. His production line doesn't impress you from last year, but he was so close to getting to quarterbacks last year. And you go, okay, well, he's close. He didn't get him down. But that was going to bleed into this year. And I think the kid is on a trajectory to having a very, very good career here, and particularly under Bill Belichick. So, the hair, it's a la Kevin Green from the old days for the Steelers. And he's carrying that tradition of, you know, white guys with the long blonde hair and hair on fire and all that. But I think there's something to that kid.
All right. Well, there you have it. Ted Johnson putting it on record. We'll be right back with more Ted Johnson. Your calls, if you'd like, 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rex runs it left to the 10. Burkhead to the 5. Burkhead driving inside the 3. And he is eventually tackled at the 2. Brought down by Harris and Lawson. First and goal to go.
I just laugh at people that just say he's not valuable. Because when this guy's healthy, he may be your most valuable running back.
The Patriots quick snap it with a carry up the middle, in for a touchdown. New England adding to its lead. Rex Burkhead with a hat trick.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We're joined by Ted Johnson on the Zoom. On the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
What is this?
I don't know, but it's got a swinging jazzy beat.
Is this some straight up Dazed and Confused Hesher rock? Does this sound like an old Clash song?
I don't know. It's too much guitar solo.
This is like the opening credits of an 80s movie.
Right. Yeah. No, or like a late 70s almost.
Yeah.
Is it like Big Star?
Or Sweet or somebody like
that? I'm going with the Clash.
Oh, man.
Is it the Clash? Okay, maybe it's the Clash. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever it is, it's got me thinking about sparking up a doobie. That's for sure. Ted Johnson, we just heard Rex Burkhead. You know, a offensive line by committee yesterday, but they were able to run the ball. Is what'd you see there?
Hey, just real quick before I answer that question, who's responsible for the new bump back music? Who do we credit that to? Is this like
Hardy? Yeah, probably.
I think it's Hardy.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hardy?
Yeah, he only had a year to get him in.
I'm just curious who I can, you know, bust balls on with that. But anyway, the run game was let's face it, the traditional running game, as we all know it, the first 2 weeks was non-existent. Rex Burkhead, Sony Michel, they were not having a lot of success running the football. Now, you could say, well, the first game, they were excellent. You know, they had a ton of rushing yards in that first game against Miami. Well, that was because of Cam Newton. It wasn't because of the guys I just mentioned. But week three yesterday, the traditional running game came to play, and it was it was great to see, guys. So, you know, the Patriots have beat you on offense with the quarterback run design plays. They can beat you through the air. I mean, obviously they lost to Seattle, but let's face it, over 300 yards passing in the second half against Seattle for Cam Newton throwing the ball was very impressive. So you know that they can chuck it down the field if they need to. And then the biggest concern, I think, was kind of like, well, what about the traditional running game with Rex Burkhead and Sony Michel? Well, they answered that question yesterday. So it was impressive to see. And let's face it, what got that running game going was J.J. Taylor. When they brought him into the game about in the third series, they did those toss sweeps. They kind of softened up the defense for the Raiders and I think allowed maybe some bigger holes for when Rex Burkhead came in there and Sony Michel. So that was really good to see. You know, the Rex Burkhead, I've always loved this kid. I mean, when he was in Cincinnati, he was the third string running back there in Cincinnati many years ago. And he came here, and I was so pumped the Patriots got him. But he's just been so – he's had so many damn injuries. And most teams would give up on a guy like that. But I think there's – I think Josh McDaniels – has kind of this, you know, this love affair with Rex Burkhead, and I get it because when he's healthy, he's a dynamic player, man, and he played like that yesterday.
So Ted, the one thing about these three wins that I find, you know, kind of encouraging, is that week one the offense ended up winning because of Cam Newton. Like it was the Cam Newton show. He ran it in. He was phenomenal. Week two. He was passing, and you saw obviously all the, you know, Edelman ended up getting more yardage than he's, you know, ever gotten before in a game, receiving yards. And then week three, it's all about the run game. Do you kind of have to start looking at what Josh McDaniels is doing and give him a little bit of credit at finding different ways for this team to win?
Yeah, but that's yes, absolutely. And Josh is excellent at kind of finding what wins within the game. Like I think their original game plan was, you know, maybe wasn't working. I mean, they had the first series of the game. I think it was a three and out in the first maybe couple series of the games. They did not look good on offense. And I, you know, what is impressive about Josh McDaniels is whatever, you know, game plan they have going in, if it's not working, they don't keep slamming their head against the wall. They'll change it up, where a lot of teams are like, nope, this is what we got to do, and we practiced all week for it, and we're going to make sure, you know, we keep hammering this until we get it right. And Josh is willing to change on the run. And so you saw him kind of change it up after in like the third or fourth series. He's like, well, let's try something different. And it worked. So Josh McDaniels is a innovative offensive mind, okay? There's no question about it. Does that mean he can be a great head coach in this league? I'm not so sure about that. And what you always see is these great coordinators getting head coaching jobs. Just because you can call great offensive plays doesn't maybe make you a great head coach. But we all know, I think it's without question, Josh McDaniels is an innovative, incredible offensive mind, and it's showing with Cam Newton. And it's fun to see. You guys got to admit, from an aesthetic standpoint, it is kind of fun to watch this offense.
Oh yeah, it's been surprising. So much different too. You know, it's a lot different.
More things are possible.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. So it's. I mean, let's face it. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted. It's not like I'm saying, you know, Cam's a better player than Tom. Tom's the greatest. But is there more things that you can do with Cam at the quarterback? Absolutely.
Well, the offense got boring. Admit it. Like in the later days of Tom Brady, like the offense got boring. It just you knew what you had, and you'd seen it before, and now it's just nice to see people in Patriots uniforms winning in different ways.
It is, and let's face it. You know, you watch Tom now. You know, you watch him. I mean, he led the league in throwaways last year. Tom did by far. Like, you know, him and Aaron Rodgers is usually number one in throwaways every year. I mean, Tom, I think, blew away Aaron Rodgers last year. So there's a lot of plays. Let's face it. And no surprise, at the age that Tom was, that if the offensive line doesn't give a perfect pocket for Tom, you know, at this stage of his career, a lot of times it's either a sack or it's a throwaway. Well, with Cam, I think he's probably – he's averaging almost two, if I had to guess, two first downs a game off of busted plays where he's had to scramble for the first down. That is huge, you guys. I mean, that's what you want in a quarterback is the ability to once or twice a game scramble for a first down in a broken play. And that's what you have with Cam Newton. And so it can extend drives and can mean points and ultimately wins in this league. And so Cam gives you that option that you didn't have before.
All right. Well, there you have it. The Patriots take care of a team in Vegas that might looks like they'll be a playoff team. So a quality win going on yesterday there in Gillette. Mr. Ted Johnson, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, boys. My pleasure, man.
All right. We will get to the Celtics and all the disaster that occurred last night. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sports Hub. Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk, while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Tusher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And for the Celtics, as we said, a season a year ago that was just defined by trouble. This year ends inside a bubble. This year's team picked up the pieces. They restored Celtics' pride. Last year, as you said, so short of expectations. This year, they exceeded them. They got one big step closer to home. But they will look ahead to next year as the Celtics get another year of Jason Tatum, another year of Jaylen Brown, and some extraordinarily valuable lessons learned over the last couple of months that they will have to take with them in a championship pursuit next year, because the Miami Heat have won the Eastern Conference Championship. They close out the Celtics in Game 6 tonight by a final of 125-113.
Tony at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and there you have it. Sean Grandy going to join us at 8:20. By the way, if you want to follow the show up there on the Soch, you can go to @KenGriffeyRules. That's John Wallach. You can go to Rich runs the Toucher and Rich accounts on Twitter and on Instagram. And you can follow me on Instagram @FredToucher. I'm locked out of Cameo, so I have missed out on Cameos. I'm locked out. I'm working on that right now.
What do you mean you're locked out?
I had to erase the app, and then I got back in, and then I can't figure out how to get on the account that I use to make videos.
Okay, all right.
Because I got like 3 Cameo accounts because I couldn't figure it out because I'm an idiot. But if you go to @FredToucher on Instagram, it has a link to that, and hopefully I can figure that out today. But also, you can just follow us on social media, because the more followers we get, if we ever chose to sell out and put up advertisements, we could get paid for not doing anything but having followers.
Fred, I'm just throwing this out there. If Cameo takes so much money from doing what we do, couldn't you just, can we do this on our own? Like, why do you have to go through Cameo?
Because they're good people. I mean, they're really nice.
But they take apparently a ton of money, right?
Yeah.
Like a big cut.
Why
don't we just set up a PayPal? Hey, you want a video message from me? Put it in my PayPal. I'll email you.
I don't know. I listen to these podcasts occasionally, and these guys that are guests have just social media empires. And so, I don't know. I mean, you're on the Touch Your Rich account. I mean, that's got to have, 100,000 followers?
140, yeah.
I'm sure that all of those are real people. And, I mean, since you run it, you would get the lion's share of the, I would imagine, the cut. But, I mean, I would get a little, I'd get a little piece of it. So start selling some ads on that thing. Let's get cooking.
Because there's nothing that our followers would like more than to be killed with a bunch of ads.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Maybe you lose a couple jabronis. But I don't know what, like, Ballsack 25 is going to have to say. They'll probably get on with his friends.
He is a feisty follower.
I mean, yeah, and then you'll get like Felger sucks 22, and then he'll get all riled up about it as well. I mean, you don't want to piss off the Twitter people.
I just think that you cut out the middleman, Fred, and maybe that's the model. Maybe you do it that way.
But then I think Venmo takes money from you or something.
Nothing like what apparently Cameo does. Didn't you say Cameo takes like 30% of how much money you make? I think Venmo's like, what, 4%?
Now you've just raised. Then how do I get it to them and stay anonymous? I don't know, because I can't do it through the Beasley Media email account. Because Beasley Media email account, if you click on any link that could be from something that you want to see from a reputable source, mm-hmm. it will not let you see that.
No, it will not let you do that.
All right. Well, last night, I'm watching it non-passionately. I don't have a horse in the race, but if I'm a Celtics fan, that fourth quarter performance is driving me insane. In fact, I watched the fourth quarter twice. I watched it last night, and then I watched it again this morning, and I just marveled at the fact, and I don't blame Stevens for this. I'll get that out of the way right away, but I marvel at the fact that they just got nervous and just started chucking up shots. They completely stopped their offense. They stopped moving the ball around the perimeter. They stopped everything. They stopped driving to the basket. They stopped trying to break the zone. Everything that worked for them, they couldn't have gotten away from more. And what was a lead, and rewatching it today, you saw at the beginning of the fourth quarter, Miami played poorly, very poorly, turning the ball over, missing shots. And Boston was able to, get 5-6 point lead there.
At a 6 point lead
in the fourth quarter. And then just start bricking shots and not moving the ball, not rebounding.
Well, Fred, here's why I'm torn on this, is because there's two sides of me right now. There's the side that says they had no business being this far, getting this far. Like, right, this is nobody at the beginning of the season, I said this, thought they were going to get here. Nobody did. There's that part of me. I mean, they had just lost Kyrie. They had lost Al Horford. All hope was lost. And then you saw what happened. So nobody, they either met or exceeded your expectations from the beginning of the season, because no one thought they're going to make the finals. But then there's the other side of me that says, man, everything just lined up in their favor throughout these bubbles. I mean, just like the way that the matchups came, the way that they ended up beating, the Toronto Raptors, which was awesome. To me, that was a major accomplishment. You saw that team and you're like, all right, if they can beat the Raptors, they're going to be able to beat this Miami Heat team. And the road was wide open. It was a year that you didn't have Kevin Durant and Kyrie playing together with the Nets. Giannis just, that team, somehow the bubble just melted any kind of competitive will or power that those guys had. It was gone. And that happened. And it was just, the road was wide open for you to get there. So there's two parts of me. One is the you can't be angry as a fan at the beginning of the season. You never thought that they were going to make the finals. They got about exactly where you thought they would go. But then there's the other part that's like, God,
the rational
damn,
part.
Damn, you were right there. Like, and you had it in your hands.
It's the sliding scale of expectations.
It is, and you know what? And it's fair. And it's fair to slide that scale. You can do that. But the one thing that we learned is that in a season where you saw Jason Tatum become an all-star and become a superstar, and you saw Jaylen Brown become a guy that possibly next year is going to be an all-star, like, those guys vastly improved. But the one thing they don't have that someone's got to teach these guys how to do is to close out a game. They are not ready. They were not ready to have the emotional wallop of, we have a lead and we're in the Eastern Conference Finals and we got to figure out a way to maintain composure enough to keep that lead. And they have not gotten to that point yet. And I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe getting kicked in the nuts like this in the Eastern Conference Finals and blowing these games the way that they did will hopefully give them some sort of resolve. But one of these guys has got to learn how to become a closer, and as a unit, they got to learn how to be mentally tough enough to not give up these leads.
Ultimately, it's a learning experience for someone who's 22 and someone who's 24. And I understand this is their third trip to the Eastern Conference Finals in the last 4 years. But as I said earlier, this is a different trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. You were favored specifically because Giannis wasn't there waiting for you. Miami was the 5 seed. And yeah, they were playing well. But looking at the roster on paper, a lot of people, including me, thought that they were more talented. It's different to get there when you're the underdog as opposed to when you're the favorite and you have leads in 3 or 4 games. They are not ready. The core, that's one thing we learned, is that the young core of this team was not ready. They needed a veteran presence. They needed more scoring pop off the bench to beat this team. And they have to find a way to get both of those on this roster before next year, because the expectations aren't going to go down. They're going to bring everybody back, including a healthy Gordon Hayward next year. They're going to be expected to get at least this far, if not further, next year. And the other part of this is, just because they're not ready now doesn't mean they won't be ready in the near future.
All right, well, let's get into what they can do. First of all, losing to Miami is huge. They should have won this series, and they should have won last night.
See, I don't think that. See, I've been saying this about Miami. I think that they're a better team than Miami, but I think that they're better. They're not as well coached, and I think that made all the difference. Spoelstra had those guys mentally tough from the word go.
I think they should have won this series. I agree with Fred on that.
No, they should have won the series.
But you're making it sound like this was like something that should have never happened. Miami was a really good team. Hell, Miami beat them at the end of the season without even having Jimmy Butler on the team.
They had leads in the fourth quarter in 3 or 4 of these games.
Yeah. No,
they should have won last night.
If things break right, they could have swept this team.
They should have won last night. They had a lead in the fourth quarter and completely fell apart.
Oh, come on. It was a 6-point lead. That's a 2-possession game.
I understand that.
Miami led almost the entire game.
First of all, that shouldn't have happened. The idea, giving them excuses for last night or giving them excuses for this series, I think is
there's no excuses
wrong.
For last
they
night.
They should have led
Miami
three
was
games
the best
to,
team
at,
last
at
night.
The worst, they should have led 3 games to 1 instead of being down 3 games to 1.
No, and I understand they have a 6-point lead in the fourth quarter, but I don't understand how they just fall apart the way that they did. I mean, they had momentum. They were winning the fourth
quarter.
They
should have won the series. They had more talent on the roster. And ultimately, if they just keep their heads about them, if they were ready for the moment, they would have won this series and they'd be playing the Lakers. And the series would have started a lot earlier than Wednesday. Celtics could have wrapped this thing up in 4 or 5 games if they had just been ready to deal with the pressure. But they weren't. They weren't ready.
We'll take calls, and then there's a lot to talk about their possibilities in the offseason, because they are grim. In terms of what they can pick up in the offseason.
Yes. Okay.
In terms of what they can pick up.
Yeah.
I don't think the future is grim,
but it's not guaranteed by any stretch. And if you want them to pick up what John thinks they need, which I agree, it's going to be very difficult.
You have to hit on that first round draft.
Right. And bringing in a veteran is going to be
and
tough.
Mid level exception is all you have to bring in a veteran.
Right. Yes. Okay. Bob, go ahead.
Listen, fellas, I like you, but to say Tatum and Brown are superstars, they are far, far away from being superstars. At the end of all the tight games, both of them choked. All they want to do is throw up a 3. If that doesn't go in, they hide over in the corner. They are not superstars. Far from it.
At the end of games, they didn't play like a super. Well, nope, first of all, didn't. Tatum's supposed to be a top. I've read advanced metrics that have Tatum as a top 3 player in the league. Yes, Dan is looking at me like I'm crazy, but yes, it's true.
Well, Tatum is, like, technically, you know, by the votes, he is supposed to be one of the top 15 players in the league.
Right. Well, by the votes, yes, but I am even giving him more credit according to Advanced Metro Rooney's. Apparently, he's a top three.
Yeah.
Ranked three. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. No, that's it completely false what I just said. Ranked number three in the latest ESPN 25 and under 25.
That's Williamson.
That's slightly different.
All right, calm down. I admitted my wrong. And
he's a guy who has become, his game has advanced a ton this year. He can't close a game. He's not that guy yet. And Luka, we talked about, you know, when did Paul Pierce learn how to close a game? It was probably around 28 years old. And it sucks because
All right.
What?
They can't afford to have that app. They can't.
They
sit
can't wait. No, no, they no, can't I, wait this long. But
I'm not saying that you got to wait that long. I'm saying that we have seen the glaring issue with Jason Tatum. He can score in mass. He can make huge plays. But if you can't make them when it counts the most in clutch time, then what does that mean? Then what does it matter? He's got to somehow figure out a way to become that guy.
He's going
to
be paid.
Give me the damn ball, guy.
He's going to be paid like that guy in about 2 or 3 months.
Yep.
So it's time.
And they should
it's
still time. Pay him. Because, I mean, yes. If you just look at the trajectory he's been on over the past couple of years, then he's on the right track.
He's a max guy. I don't think there's any argument about that. He's a top 15 player in the league. He's a max guy.
He didn't play like that, though, in
no,
the
he didn't. He's still got some things to learn. But I still think he will learn them and become that guy. That's where I disagree with Rich. I think he will be that guy. He certainly has a game to be that
guy. I said that he wouldn't. I said that he's not right now.
Not right now, but he will be, I think.
No, and then the idea that he's not been in this situation before is fraudulent, too. I mean, this was not his first go-around.
The circumstances was my point. The circumstances are different. It's a different kind of pressure when you're the underdog and going up against LeBron James, as opposed, either it be in your rookie year or when LeBron and the Cavaliers team there was a wagon and blew them off the floor. It's different when you play Miami and you're favored.
All right, well,
that
then
was
it
my
be,
point.
Then it should be easier.
I know. He's not ready yet.
Right. And so I would be concerned if I'm a Celtic fan, very concerned, if he's ever going to be that guy, because you've seen players with immense talent not have a killer instinct.
You have.
A bunch. But a ton.
He's got the game. He can score a lot of different ways. And I think that he will be that guy eventually.
Yeah, and that's the big if.
Because he doesn't even have to be the guy. They need a guy. It can be Jaylen Brown. They need someone to close games.
And it's got to be.
He's not that guy. He's worth a max contract just for the pure amount of points that the guy scores.
It's got to be. Well, right now, it's got to be Jaylen Brown or it's got to be Tatum.
So I think Jaylen Brown's going to end up being the guy.
Okay, you think, but yeah. they're in a situation where this is the way it's going to have to be. And right now, if I'm a Celtic fan, I'm very nervous about that being the case because they have not proven themselves to be so. And I've seen young players in this playoff carry teams on their back. And unfortunately, neither of them did. And I would bet if you asked right now, if you asked Marcus, or if you asked Jaylen Brown about his contributions, he would be pissed off. He would be pissed off that more of the offense doesn't run through him.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a major flaw.
I think that'll change.
If you want to talk about something that was just infuriating, is that we've seen it when Jaylen Brown has the ball in his hands, for the most part, good things happen, and they don't run enough plays through him. I mean, we talked about the amount of touches that he got. He got less than Marcus Smart. He got half of Jason Tatum.
Right.
They should at least be fairly close as far as the amount of touches they get, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
But that's the thing, is that if you give Jason Tatum the kind of contract, which they will and which he deserves, and what if you give him that contract, the ball's supposed to run through Tatum at least at the end of a game. And Tatum was not good last night. Not good. I mean, and by the way, does he get breaks from the announcers? He's always from six from the field, but you should see he's got 8 assists, blah, blah, blah.
Who was that?
They said that.
Mike Breen was talking about his rebounds and assists after he started the game over.
Yeah, and then you're saying, well, he's over, and congratulations, you have some assists.
There's a variety to his game, Fred. He's finding a way to help other people when he's struggling. Right.
Then don't go
I don't know what your problem
don't go,
is. Don't you go bag
nine.
On the guy for being a team player. Yeah, I mean, what's your problem?
Don't go 9 for 26 from the field. All right, Tom, go ahead. And especially don't start clanking at the end of the game. Tom, go ahead. And taking bad shots. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, as sad as it is, I think Marcus Smart is the problem. I mean, he is fantastic defensively, and he, at times, he is the heart and soul of the team, but he's just so unaware. His lack of awareness. He took 35 shots last night. 35 shots. And Kemba took 24. And I know he was out for a lot of, you know, the third quarter, but he should not be taking 10 more shots than Jaylen Brown. That's not acceptable. He needs to either accept his role as a role player who needs to step up at times, or he needs to go because he's just not there. It's not there with him, and I don't think that
you think Marcus Smart needs to go, or they just got to figure out a better way to use him.
Well, I think there needs to be a better way for him to be used, but the problem is I don't think he'll accept it, which is the problem.
I think he'll accept it. He's going to come off the bench next year, and Smart took 22 shots last night.
No, 22 shots.
He took 22 shots last night. He took way too many. I'll be the first to admit it. He took way too many shots, and I think a healthy Gordon Hayward, Smart, wouldn't be taking all those shots.
We can even continue this conversation, and then I can save my ranting and raving about other teams for later. But we are in the team just lost the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes,
but. Marcus Smart, if you want to remake this team, he is the one piece.
He has the most tradable contract, but I don't think he goes.
Fair enough. That's a conversation to have, which we can coming up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.